Cantor Audio presents The Virgin's Guide to Misbehaving by Jessica Clare. Narrated by Jillian Macy. 1. There were days, Elise Markham decided, when the world seemed to be hideously unfair. If the world was fair, she wouldn't have been born with that awful port wine stain on her entire left cheek. It didn't matter that she'd had it lasered away in her teen years. When she looked in the mirror, she could swear she still saw traces of it there, discoloring her from jaw to brow. And if she saw it, so did everyone else. If the world was fair, karma wouldn't have then turned around and slapped her with scoliosis during puberty that involved wearing a bulky back brace and made her even more of a social misfit. If the world was fair, that would have been enough, and she wouldn't have had to go through the other awful things teenage girls did, like pudgy thighs and pimples and braces. But she had. She'd endured those things and then some. All of which had told Elise, by the age of 13, that the world wasn't fair, and she needed to stop wishing it was. Because if the world was fair, her new friends would not be trying to set her up on a blind date. "What about that really quiet, tall officer?" Miranda asked, raising her margarita glass and licking the salt from the rim. "The one who's the sheriff's son. He's not bad-looking. He gave me a ticket last month for speeding, and I thought he was kind of cute. In a law officer sort of way." Miranda and Brenna sat across from Elise in a cozy booth at Maya Loco, the only restaurant in tiny Bluebonnet. Beth Ann was at the bar, getting a refill on her drink and chatting with a friend. It was busy in the restaurant, the noisy hum of voices and clinking forks making it difficult to hold a quiet conversation. Not that it's